Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Stoic Mindset Reset. You know, life can feel like a pressure cooker sometimes, right? We're constantly bombarded with information, expectations, and deadlines. It's easy to get caught up in the whirlwind and forget about taking care of our mental well-being. But that's exactly what we're here to do, create a space where we can talk openly and honestly about mental health without judgment or fear. Because let's face it, we all deserve a place where we can truly be ourselves, even when things get tough. A safe space to explore our feelings, process our experiences, and ultimately find greater peace and clarity within ourselves. And that's what this podcast is all about. Building that safe space together, one episode at a time. Today, I want to talk about something incredibly important. Creating a safe space for mental health exploration. You know that feeling when you finally find someone who truly gets you, someone who listens without judgment and offers genuine support. That's the kind of environment we want to cultivate here. 5 key takeaways to build your mental health safe space. 1. Start with yourself. Before you can create a safe space for others, you need to create one for yourself. Practice self-compassion, acknowledge your emotions without shame, and prioritize activities that bring you joy and peace. Think of it like this. You wouldn't try to fix a leaky roof before patching up the hole in the foundation, right? Same goes for mental well-being. Take care of yourself first. 2. Be an active listener. When someone opens up to you, truly listen. Don't interrupt, offer unsolicited advice, or try to fix their problems. Just be present, show empathy, and let them know that they are heard and understood. Remember, sometimes the best thing you can do is simply be a supportive presence. 3. Practice non-judgmental communication. Everyone experiences life differently, and what might seem like a simple issue to one person could be deeply challenging for another. Avoid making assumptions or passing judgment on someone's struggles. Instead, create an environment where they feel comfortable sharing their vulnerabilities without fear of criticism. Think about it, we all have our own baggage, right? Let's support each other through it with kindness and understanding. 4. Set boundaries. It's important to be supportive, but remember that you also need to take care of your own mental health. Set healthy boundaries in your relationships, learn to say no when necessary, and don't feel obligated to carry the emotional weight of others. You know that saying, you can't pour from an empty cup? It's so true. 5. Seek professional help when needed. There's no shame in asking for help. If you or someone you know is struggling with their mental health, encourage them to reach out to a therapist, counselor, or other qualified professional. Remember, seeking support is a sign of strength, not weakness. Ever felt like your thoughts were racing a mile a minute? Like you couldn't shut off the noise and just be present in the moment? That feeling of overwhelm can be incredibly draining, right? But what if I told you there's a way to create a space where you can calm that storm within and find a sense of inner peace? Imagine this. You're sitting in your favorite chair, a warm cup of tea in hand. Outside, the world is bustling with activity, but here, in your safe space, everything feels still. Your breath slows down, your thoughts settle, and you feel a wave of relaxation wash over you. That's the power of creating a mental health safe haven. It's about cultivating a sense of peace and control even amidst life's chaos. So how can we make this happen? First, start by identifying what brings you joy and peace. Maybe it's reading a good book, taking a walk in nature, or simply spending time with loved ones. Next, create rituals that help you transition into your safe space. Light a candle, put on some calming music, or practice a few minutes of meditation to signal to your mind and body that it's time to unwind. Remember, building a mental health safe space isn't a one-time fix, it's an ongoing practice. Be patient with yourself, experiment with different techniques, and find what works best for you. The most important thing is to prioritize your well-being and create an environment where you feel truly supported and empowered. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some things you do to create a safe space for yourself? Share your tips and stories in the comments below. Let's build a supportive community together. And remember, if you ever need someone to talk to, you're not alone. Keep checking back for new episodes of Stoic Mindset Reset, where we'll continue exploring practical strategies for navigating life's challenges with grace, resilience, and a whole lot of heart.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.